All right, finally, that brings us to Ujin and the Luckling Band. I didn't write a single note for this song because I don't have to. This damn song has been stuck in my head for days. Rock my T-suit, baby, rock my T-suit, baby, rock my T-suit. I'll tell you what to say and how to say it. My mama message received. Like, all of that is just stuck in my head. Just couldn't get it out of my head. And I think what I like most about this song and is just the sheer amount of hooks. Like, each one of those sections is really memorable and really singable. This song has been with me ever since the first time I heard it, so great job on making a hooky, memorable, singable song. You know, and the lyrics are mostly in Thai, and I really don't know what they mean, and I don't have to. Whatever it is, it's cool. Like, I just love this song. You know, normally I'd be a little bit peeved, like, you know, you are serving two masters here trying to do two titles, but I like this song so much I don't care.
Yeah, we already covered this in the Nurine podcast, and honestly, I'm less impressed with it the more often that I hear it. I know that you're firmly in their corner for this song, but it seems really, really derivative from Ça Plan Pour Moi to me, I think. And that's not terribly bad, but it seems almost kind of like more Spin Tunes 15 round 3. You know, don't make me say the word. I'm not going to. But it's
pastiche.
I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. But yeah, so it's very much of that kind of, it's got that kind of drive and everything. And it's fine and it's catchy and I get it, but the kind of like little weird petty resentments that I have about it being so reminiscent of this other stuff and about it, them submitting to both, which I know is fine, but you know, doing double duty on this song is, it should impress me, but it doesn't, that they're able to very convincingly make this song have two separate titles and incorporate that into it. But it just sort of doesn't. And having to even yammer about it this long after already having discussed it during the Nurine podcast. So it's a good song. It is a good song, but I have misgivings.
The orchestral conductor Nicholas Harnoncourt, who specialized in historically informed performance of Baroque and classical music, drew a distinction between music which speaks and music which paints. The former must be understood and the latter should be felt. And he was specifically talking about Baroque and classical music versus romantic music. But I think it's a general thing that, is your music like an intellectual, do you have to understand the relationship between the musical elements, or is it just music that you feel? And this is very much music that paints. This is a feeling. And that feeling is pretty cool. I like it. I enjoy listening to it. But I don't think very hard about it. Side note, from my very brief internet research, it appears that Rock Mak Tisud means I love you the most. It's just, yeah, it's high energy. It's rocking. It's like, do we need to have all of these different sort of variations of the hook? Like, maybe not, but it is fun. I thought it was weird. There was one that went, Rock Mak Tisud. And having T-sued. That like T-sued, that was a weird rhythm because it wasn't, I don't know how the syllable stress works in Thai, but it like Rock Mak T-sued, So like rock is the stressed and sued is stressed, but then he does this T sued where the stress is on T. So it just sounded weird. That was the one moment that sounded wrong, even though it's in a language that I don't understand. I will say they tried to write a song that could convincingly be called both What to Say and How to Say It and Message Received, and they ended up with a song called Rock Mock T Sued.
Like, there's a third competition we don't know about.
It's in time.
So they like tried, you know, aiming for two birds with one stone. That expression implies that you actually hit both of them. They just the stone just went right between the two birds, and they kind of looked at each other like, "What was that?" So,
and it fell and hit a squirrel,
a Thai squirrel, nonetheless. But it was fun. Yeah, it is kind of, I get a little bit annoyed when they're like, yeah, let's do both of them at once and let's try to shoehorn both titles in. But yeah, I guess what really counts is it does a good song come out of it. And I think, yeah, this is a pretty fun song.